Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex, Audrey, Cooper needs our help. Good morning, Cooper.
What's up?
Good morning, y'all.
So we understand that you've been ghosted by Kayla, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of it. But why don't you give us the backstory? Fill us in on how y'all met and what happened.
Yeah, I mean, we just met Al at a bar, and we kind of hit it off instantly. So I invited her on a date, and the date was fantastic. I mean, we got along so well. I think what I'm really sad about is that I have never personally opened up to a woman that fast, like at all. I told her things that I didn't even talk about in my long-term relationships with those partners, and it just felt amazing. But now it feels really gross because it feels like it's all been wasted on somebody who's not even responding or doesn't want me, and that's a pretty hard pill to swallow.
Mm. This is sad.
Right? I mean, all of us were like, oh, man. Oh, wow.
Well, what else do we say to that?
But right?
Let's call Kayla. All right? Hang on just a second, Coop. This is like Audrey.
Shoot.
You said it.
Hello?
Hey, good morning, Kayla, right?
Yeah.
Exactly who we want to talk to. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We're on the radio with Mix 94.7, and I really hope that you'll give us an opportunity to chat with you because we're in a segment right now called Waiting by the Phone. And full disclosure, I don't want to let you in on everything. We're not on anyone's side here. We're just trying to help a conversation between you and Cooper. Cooper's on the phone. He just told us how great you are, how he felt like he instantly connected with you and is really concerned because he hasn't heard from you. So we thought that we would call and see if we can help you get a little bit more comfortable and see what we can do about opening up a line of communication here. So we heard his story. Do you mind talking to us about your side of the story and what you're thinking here about Coop?
Yeah, sure. Oh, boy, this is tricky. Look, I think of myself as someone who is accepting of everyone, and I understand that everyone has a past, and I try to be really open about that, especially with people that I'm dating. You know, I try to, like, ignore most of what happened before they met me, you know, because I wasn't involved. But I do think that past behavior can tell you a lot about a person, and that was the case with him and kind of why I decided not to follow up and really let him go. I have a strong moral compass. And when we were talking about dating, you know, I felt that we were, you know, pretty in line. And I felt like that right up until he told me that he, in the past, had had a long affair with a married woman. And I could never be with someone who could do that to another person or another relationship. And if, I don't know, if he was okay with participating in an affair back then what's to say that he wouldn't do it to me one day, you know? And it's not worth sticking around to find out when it was only our first date. So I just felt that whole situation kind of told me everything that I needed to know about him.
Oh, wow.
He's a mistress.
A mistress. I see you.
A mistress.
I don't know what to say about that. Cooper, do you have anything you want to add?
I mean, I think that was just so long ago. Like that feels like a completely different version of who I am now. Like that's something that happened, and at the time I was really insecure, and I was still learning, and I was still growing up, and it was a thing that in a situation that taught me a lot about myself and about other people and what I need to be doing, and that doesn't feel that great. That's kind of just like used against me in this way.
I feel for him. It's like when I tried liver and onions. I didn't like it. You can't say I'm a liver guy. I tried it once. I'm not going to go back. No, he's tried the whole married girl thing.
Alex's analogies.
No, he tried the married woman thing and it wasn't for him.
By the way, just like with liver and onions, not saying that I like liver and onions now, I will say that over time, our palates change. And if we tried something at 22 that we didn't like and try it again at 35, we may end up liking it. So we can't continue to live our life thinking that we don't like something that we used to not like. In other words, Cooper made a mistake dating a woman who was married. He said that was a growing experience for him. It was an embarrassing period in his life, but hopefully not a mistake he's ever going to make again. That's what I'm hearing you say, right, Cooper?
Yeah, 100%.
Right. But aren't you saying, though, he did it so long ago, he should try it again to see if that's for him?
No, what I'm saying is you cannot judge the past. You can learn from that and move forward. You learn that you didn't like it at 22, but you're going to try to get... Oh, yeah, that was a bad analogy.
Yeah, it was.
Well, what I'm saying is not everything in the past is relevant in the future. I think that's what I was trying to get at. But
he
anyway.
Sounds sincere and sounds like that. That
100%.
The explanation, hey, did work for me. I get it, dude.
But Kayla also sounds like she's wanting to stick to her guns. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you have a strong moral compass and a firm pillar of beliefs. And I guess this is just not something you're willing to overlook. Is that right?
Yeah, it's something that I would have never done, even when I was younger, and I don't know. I'm really glad he's learned from it, but I just, that's not something that I would ever want to associate myself with.
Well, you know what, we did exactly what we set out to do, and that's cleared the air, and mm-hmm. now you know, and we could just move on our separate ways. But Kayla, thank you for being honest with us. Appreciate it. And Cooper, good luck.
Thank you, man.